Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
What's everyone's most streamed songs and how many times have you streamed it?
Yeah. Turtles All the Way Down by Sturgill Simpson, 188 listens, closely followed by Honky Tonk Heroes, my favorite song of all time, by Waylon Jennings, 187 listens.
What is Turtles All the Way Down about?
It's do you really want to know the truth?
It's an
old mythological theory that the earth is sat on a turtle's back. And below that turtle is another turtle. Below that turtle is another turtle. And it's turtles all the way down.
That's crazy. It's
nice.
Worse than you saying the earth is flat.
It's metamodern sounds in country music. It's a psychedelic album. Very psychedelic song. Good stuff. Check it out.
I love that you love it.
Thank you.
The way that Mikey and my dad's music taste is completely identical is very frightening to me sometimes.
He's a good man. He knows what he's talking about.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires podcast, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. We are all former coworkers that met on a pretty big radio show in Atlanta that now doesn't exist because our boss retired.
Womp, womp.
So as a way to fill the void and need for recognition on the internet, we started this podcast. I'm Abby, and I'm joined by Jackson.
Heller.
I'm joined by Rebecca.
Yo.
And I'm joined by Mikey.
Sorry to be.
You guys, Mikey got a new job.
Woo! Let's go, Mikey!
You are leaving our former host employer, Cumulus Media, and you're
sounds
you're
like we're a parasite.
We kind of were, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Sucking them dry for years.
Yes, I accepted a new job, and to be quite frank, it's a very exciting thing. Good stuff, but I'm sad about leaving. I didn't think I'd be. I'm sad.
Why?
Now, let me explain. The job that I'm currently working over there is promotions. I'm setting up tents. It's nothing too glamorous.
Can you explain a little bit more about what promotions is to people who don't know this industry
at
all?
Yes. I go out to events. I stand under a tent, and I give out shirts. That's really what it boils down to. It's grunt work at the end of the day. It's fun. I loved it. It's you get to go to a lot of cool events. I've been to some cool ones. I've stood outside of gas stations for a couple hours. I've done everything.
Yeah. So Cumulus used to host the morning show that we used to work on, and Mikey was on it, but you also had a part-time job with Cumulus, the station that, or the company that hosted us. And so they own a bunch of other radio stations that do these events where they send you out and they have you basically run them.
Yeah. So for the morning show, I would work there from 6 to 10, and then I'd switch over to promotions and work there till 3. And it's for a couple of stations, and it was fun. I enjoyed it, but I recently hit, like, I think today maybe, or yesterday, my LinkedIn, like, updated and said I just hit my 2-year mark right there. And that was, to be quite honest, a little depressing.
Why?
You can only set up tents for so long. And my goal was never to, and I am not saying that it's a bad job at all. It's a fantastic job, and I would recommend it to anybody. But it's just not it's not designed to keep you there forever. Fair. And I recently became the senior most promotions tech over there. And that was whenever I was like, uh-oh.
That's the sign that it's it's coming to retirement time for old promotions.
Yeah. And once again, I want to say it's fantastic. And it's just not supposed to be a long-term thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much. And also, before anyone gets up in arms, Loop Business ain't going anywhere. I'm still doing
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. This is separate from your
yes, I'm juggling, baby. I'm juggling three jobs right now.
But you said you're sad to leave Cumulus.
I am. But what I want to say is I don't know how many details I can give away right now of what I'm going to be doing, but it is on the radio, on air in Atlanta. So, and I'm not trying to do some kind of big tease nonsense. I just don't know what I can say right now. I will give an update in the coming weeks. But yeah, I there's a restaurant across the street from Cumulus called Blue Moon. It's where we all together spent many hours. I drank a lot of beers there, lots of great times. We had a fantastic bartender. And
shout out Lindsay.
Yes. And she left, and I never went back to Blue Moon until the other day. I turned in my 2 weeks, and I'm sitting there with my girlfriend. She works down the street. And the thing that I never thought would happen happened. I got emotional looking at that building, a building that I've cursed a couple of times. I've cursed that building a couple of times. Aww. And yeah, it's sad. I'm surprised to admit it. It's going to be very sad because at the end of this entire journey, I have loved the people I've worked with over there. They're fantastic people, and I'm hoping that I can get the same kind of support and encouragement at the next place that I go, because as it turns out, I like these people and I don't want to lose touch with them.
Aww.
So. Even more on like the sentimental side too. It's like this was your first job out of college.
Yeah, 100%. And
so that always will hold like a deeper sort of spot inside of you.
Also, mm-hmm. I'm not really a quitting type of guy. I haven't quit a lot of stuff. Like if I've had to quit a job in my past, it's because like you're going to college, you're leaving town, whatever. Like there's always a reason for it, and I guess there's a reason for this one too. But yeah, the quit is weird. I never did the quit really.
Quitting and giving your 2 weeks notice is always so hard. I remember when I had to do it to get the Burt Show job. I was working as like a multimedia specialist for this financial firm in Kennesaw. And I remember being so afraid to call my boss and tell them. And she just hung up on me. She sounded like so sad and like aww, so upset that I was leaving. And then immediately after hanging up on me, she like texted me this long message about how she knew I had to grow wings and fly. And it was really nice and made me feel better.
Really?
But it was nerve-wracking.
So
yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a breakup. You know it's the right thing to do, but at the end of the day, you still have to do what's best for your life, and that's what you're doing.
That's funny you said that, Rebecca, because whenever I quit the car wash, which was one of my favorite jobs of all time, Mr. Car Wash, I texted my bosses, who are pretty much degenerates, and I told them, like, hey, I appreciate everything. I've had a great experience working here. No response.
Oh, that's, yeah, who is this?
Yeah, so it's got some blues coming along with it, but what this boils down to is I should be able to make some more money over there. They're putting me on air. Some opportunities mm-hmm. that I didn't have at my current place. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think it should be a good thing. As long as I'm able to keep on juggling that with the lubrication business, then everything's going to be good.
Well, didn't it feel a little bit good to be like, hey, another station wants me and is promoting me in a way that you're not?
It did. Once the cat was out of the bag, I got a couple of comments from people like, I wish I would have known that. I didn't know you wanted to be on air. We could have tried to find you a spot. And I was like,
but they did know that.
Yeah, you
I'm
had
to hold
know
my
that.
Tongue.
Well, okay, well,
very much on that.
Let me pause. Did you ever express that you wanted to be on air in that building?
Yes, I don't want to get too deep into it, but yeah, there were some opportunities that I missed out on, but I tried my best. Yeah, it was abundantly clear.
Yeah, so then you know, if they're upset for whatever reason because they didn't promote you in the way you wanted to be promoted, that's on them. Like,
well,
that's,
I got nothing bad to say about any of these people. And with me saying that I'm leaving, I've been shocked by how supportive they're being, because at the end of the day, this is a competitor. And I was expecting, like, I was like, there's a chance they're going to tell me, pack your stuff and leave today because you're going to the competitor and we can't really risk anything. But no, it wasn't like that at all. It was super supportive. And I'm thankful for everything I got out of that office. And I'm going to miss the hell out of it. I don't want to, like, turning in my key fob is going to be painful. And like, yeah. I guess yeah. I'll be the last person to see the Burt Show studio out of all of us. So I'll do a little sad walk by on that front.
Do a little sad interpretive jig.
I might do a little jig. I got the blues a little bit. Oh, here's the other side of it. I'm terrified. I don't know if I can do the job.
You can do it.
You can. They wouldn't have hired you if they didn't think that you could handle it.
I think you're supposed to have that feeling going into any job, though, right? It's like, I'm never going to be able to do that.
I've always had that feeling.
It just means that you care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you share like any like roles and responsibilities? Like, what are you going to like be asked to produce? Like, what, you know, that kind of thing?
I don't know what I can say, but I will say my tent setting up days are not over. I'm gonna be able to get out there, set up some more tents. Also, you always run into a personality hires listener, and that's fantastic. So I'm not gone forever. I'm still gonna be around. but it's good stuff. It'll be good stuff.
I'm very excited, Mikey.
I can sense your slight nervousness about the new gig, but truthfully, I think that you specifically are someone who's just like hireable from any dimension, just because like you're just the guy who will get the thing done no matter what it takes, usually to your own detriment. Like you will be the one to bend over backwards to get the thing done. And so, I mean, the second that any employer sees that, it's going to be great. So you're going to be fine.
Well, very exciting, Mikey. I know the people of Atlanta are going to be thrilled to hear you on their radios. People are going to be very excited. So we'll be waiting for the update.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Now we have an Inhumane Resources submission. Who wants to read it?
Yeah. I think Mikey's our team reader
Mikey.
At this point.
Okay, I didn't want to nominate myself this time.
Big episode for Mikey. Yeah, Mikey, do you want to give us a tease on what this dilemma is about?
Well, they say, help me. Work from home, but still be a menace.
Where's this from?
This is from email, I assume.
Yes, this was emailed to us.
Oh, nice.
And the email goes as follows. Hello, personality hires. I love your podcast. You guys are like the coworkers I used to have back when I worked in person. I'm one of those lucky brats who now has a work from home job, which is 99% the best. But that 1% is that I used to prank my coworkers and I miss it. I would leave sticky notes in cute shapes on their monitors, update their work desktop to Dwight Schrute's face if they hadn't responded to a mandatory email. I worked in HR, and then one coworker was leaving for a bigger paycheck. I pulled his office bestie to help put 200 tiny ducks in all of his things. I'd like that.
Cool.
These pranks literally gave me a group of friends for life, as I still see literally all of them at parties where we still, despite only two of us still working at that company, call ourselves the ex-employees, like we do in our still daily group chat. Now that I work from home, how do I mail pranks to my new coworkers? Are there good virtual pranks? Even if there aren't, I want to hear your ideas, especially Mikey. Hey. Sometimes he and I are the same person, which is pretty insane considering I'm a woman who worked in HR and office management, and sometimes his decisions tell me he'd have landed in my office a lot. Hey, what is that supposed to mean?
I think you know exactly what that's supposed to mean.
All right, so mail pranks.
I think it's just remote pranks.
How about phishing emails?
Let's give their computer a virus.
Yeah.
Computer, give this computer a virus.
Find their IP address.
Well, the ones that I've seen on TikTok that people always send to their exes that they absolutely hate is there's a website where you can literally send animal crap to them. I can't remember what the exact website is, but if you Google send animal poop website. Like, I'm sure it'll pop up, and you can send like rabbit poop, cow poop.
I don't know if that's going to do her a lot of favors good. On yeah. making friends.
Yeah, I believe these are new coworkers.
Oh, so, you... Yeah. But so she wants to prank them to get closer to them?
I don't think it's necessary. I think pranking is her idea for it. I think she just wants to get closer to her coworker somehow. Mm-hmm. And the way that she did do that was through pranking. And it thinks that that might be the route now.
And I believe it's going to be tough to just go ahead and start pulling pranks on the new remote yeah. workers. Yeah. Jackson, you work completely remote. How would you go about something like that?
Well, this is the number one dilemma of being fully remote is not that you can't prank your coworkers.
How do I prank these people?
It's that you don't get to be like actual friends with your coworkers. It sucks. Like I am in the minority of people that say like I would 100 if I had the choice between 100% remote and 100% in office, I would choose office 100 out of 100 times.
Yeah, you thrive in those conditions.
I like the office, and it's and a huge part of the office is office camaraderie, you know, is making friends with your coworkers and also just random people on your floor that you happen to see every day and in the elevator and whatever the case is. So this is something that a ton of companies struggle with of how to do like employee bonding when you are everyone's remote. And I've seen it done a lot of ways, and I've honestly never seen it be that successful. We had like a virtual escape room that we did one time. We did like a virtual cocktail making class where they mailed everyone cocktail sets and then you like do those with everyone. I don't know.
That sounds fucking terrible.
Yeah, I remember during COVID when I was at the company that I'm at now in Jacksonville, we did like a virtual happy hour at one point and it just was like weird. Like you got to be with your people.
Agreed.
Yeah, hot steaming Rebecca take. I was like so desperate for a remote job because I thought it would just be everything for me because I'm an introverted person. I'm independent. I want to be able to do whatever I want at my house. I am desperate for a hybrid situation now. Like,
of course,
so
hybrid.
Really? Desperate.
Hybrid really? is the dream for everyone. Like, of course, you would love that. But if you had to choose only one or the other, which one would you pick?
In person.
No.
I would
way.
Choose in person. I would.
I completely agree. Like on Fridays, most of the other employees at my company, which, you know, is now like quadrupled the size as what we had at the Burt Show. Like there were 14 people in the office, but like now I have like 50 other coworkers. Friday is such a depressing day because no one comes into the office except for the on-air people. And I miss them. Like we had an all staff meeting last week and I was like, kind of like this. Like we had lunch, we saw each other, we caught up on gossip. Like it gives you a sense of community.
All right, here's my question. Do you have these people's addresses? Because maybe go like throw a rock through their window. There's something you can do at their house. The other side of this is you're in HR. You got a little bit of power on your hands. You got to call a mandatory meeting one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And you can do something. There's something.
That's a good idea.
My God, there's someone throwing rocks through windows.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Send out a really long, super corporate HR email that makes everyone think they're getting fired and then just Rickroll them.
That's good.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. What's the worst they're going to do? Send you to yourself?
How about pipe bombs?
Oh my God.
How about mailing anthrax?
I think she's missing out on a big opportunity because she does have a coworker and that coworker is herself and she can prank herself by taking as much Ambien as humanly possible and getting into mischief and then just waking up the next day and being like, who this.
I don't know how Ambien is still legal after hearing so many horror stories of what people do after they've taken an Ambien. I saw on Reddit or something the other day where somebody took an Ambien and they bought like 300 pairs of the same pants or something crazy like that. I'm like, how do you even, what do you do?
No, those like sleep drugs are crazy. I took ZQL once after a breakup in college because I was like so like I was just like, I need to sleep tonight. And I remember I took it and I was sitting in bed. And I was like needing to get ready. And suddenly it just like waved down my body like zoom. And I just looked at my roommate like, oh, no, I need to brush my teeth. I did it as fast as I could. And I was out.
That sounds pretty fun.
No, it's not.
Jackson, maybe you'll remember this. I remember in like elementary school, we used to have a little trick we could do on computers where you click a certain button. It's one of the Fs, like F5 or something, and you're able to edit what is on your screen. So like you can edit text on your screen, but it's not actually changing anything. It's just changing the way you're looking at it. There's something there. Someone connect the dots. Like, come on. You can be like, hey, did you see this email? And it's like an email that they're also a part of, but then you change the words to make it a little raunchy. Come on.
So I actually have a really great not prank mail.
We're gonna drift off that one.
Yeah, great brainstorm, Mikey. No idea is a bad idea.
I've actually used this once. I used it once in college to send to my best friend Virginia when she got her new apartment. I sent her a photo of a guy she went on a date function with that she was not into. But instead of it just being a photo, it was a photo that had been printed on a potato. You can go to potato parcel.com and you can send a photo or a message and it comes on a potato.
That's fantastic.
I got one of these in college and I to this day have no idea who did it.
That's
what
amazing.
What did I send you?
It didn't even have a message. It was, it like had a letter in it that like had my name and my roommate's name on it. And it was just a potato.
It was a ransom note, but for a spud.
It was the weirdest thing. And no one has ever to this day admitted to doing it.
How expensive is something like that?
Probably, it can't be expensive.
It's not expensive. I think it's like $20 or something. I mean, it's not cheap.
I might send that to myself. That sounds awesome.
You know, Mikey, you could just go to Publix and get a yam or a spud.
It's not designed. Yeah, I like that idea. I think HR fires people, right? What a way to be fired.
Yeah.
Written out on a potato.
They hire people.
Wait, that's perfect. You're hired on a potato.
What if you sent everybody on your team a Zoom invite, say you have a very important call with HR, and you tell them that they're all fired, but they're all fired from not being your friend?
They're all fired from not having fun.
How about you're hired to be my friend?
No, because HR handles firings, no?
Yeah, that is true. Honestly, I think you might need to take a step away from the whole prank idea. Yeah. I think it might be too hard to pull off something tasteful.
No,
there.
I have an idea, and this is a real idea, and this is a cute thing that I think you should do. What you should do is send out like a company email and say, hey guys, we're doing a team building, like fun virtual thing, and give every single person like an assignment, and it's embarrassing. Like you have to record yourself like doing a dance and you're going to like stitch it all together. Some sort of like TikTok dance or like reveal something or read something. And then you edit together a really funny video and you play it at your next company sync.
Oh, like one of those TikToks where everyone thinks they have a different challenge. Like you tell them it's all for the same challenge, but you give them all different missions. And it's like the person who's like, I think Tracy's getting the drunkest tonight. And the other person's like, if I were an animal, I'd be a...
Yes, that'd be so cute and so fun.
I actually do think that'd be really fun.
I don't hate the idea. It just needs to be actually funny, because that the line between horrifically awkward and cringe and funny on something like that is...
Fine.
Very small.
I did hear one the other day, kind of like that. It's getting everyone to like lip sync to a song, like a song that they're gonna give it their all. Like, don't try to be funny. Try to give this your all, and then there's no audio. Like, just leave it as the normal audio.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
I love that. That's
all right.
So good.
How about start a controlled fire on their lawn and email them, "You're fired."
Your idea is arson.
Love the crimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we answered that for you.
We really did. I would say ultimately, if none of those work, if everybody is remote but you're all in the same city, just try and meet somewhere in person. And then if you're not, then I don't know. Actually, I think it's just kind of a tough call.
Oh my God. Tell everyone that there are new requirements for your Zoom background and that you have to make it look like you're in a cubicle.
That's pretty good.
But
that's
harmless. You have to design your cubicle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's got to like be part of you.
It's your honor.
Tee-hee.
Not bad. You got at least half of an idea to work off of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You've got a morsel of something to munch on.
Yeah, that's
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
But in the meantime, Rebecca,
I saw something online and I think we should
potato designed.
Don't go on there. Yeah, it was a potato design. I sent it back in the future to Jackson and his roommate. It was really expensive shipping. Okay. No, I saw something on Spotify that you guys may have seen, and I want us to reveal a little something about ourselves that I think may be very interesting. Do you guys use Spotify?
I use Spotify, but most of our listeners don't. They're on Apple Podcasts.
Well,
they got to get with the times.
This isn't about them. No. We love that. Thank you for listening however you listen. But this is for Spotify specifically. Spotify came out with a list and it shows you the first song you ever listen to on Spotify. And I think it would be really interesting to see what each of our first songs are.
All right.
I have mine. I already pulled it. I had mine pulled up.
And I want to guess. I think we should guess too. Okay. 2012. I'm walking through Savannah. I'm very melancholy. And I'm just taking in like my new life as a college freshman. What song do you think I was listening to as my first Spotify song?
It's got to be something
darkness,
like,
my old
you know what? You know what's crazy? It's related to potatoes. It has a weird through line where it has like an indirect relation to potatoes.
A potato through
Who just listens to that?
It wasn't that. It was the actual song.
There's an actual song.
I didn't know that either.
Yes.
What is it?
Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. Mm-hmm. I listened to Channel Orange Up and Down.
I knew it was something moody and pretentious.
It was. I was so in my art school bag.
It very much matches art school.
Do you want to guess all of ours, or do you just want us to go for it?
I think it'd be fun to guess.
You were 2015.
It was my freshman year of college. But keep in mind, I didn't really use Spotify until I was maybe like a sophomore or a junior.
Do you remember that you actually got it that freshman fall, or could you have gotten it your senior spring?
No, I was shocked that it was 2015 because I didn't really use it my freshman year of college.
Okay, so this is a situation where you had it and you just got it, and probably someone just asked you something to play on Aux.
100. I think I literally put Shuffle on, and it was one of the most popular songs of 2015 out.
Roses by Chainsmokers.
That's a good guess, but it's that vibe of music. It's that specific, like 2015, 2016, yes. Sort of like...
I remember that music very clearly of every fraternity ever playing the same 8 songs.
Okay, like a G6.
No, that's like middle school vibes. But yeah, close.
Fuck.
I guess
I forget.
I've been getting dirty money, Jordan Belfort.
That's 2016. That's 2016. It's not like trap frat music. It's very much like pop.
See you again.
Pop.
See you again.
Charlie Puth.
No. I can't wait.
I will say it's a collab between two pop artists. One, which is still popular today. The other, I don't know if this person is still really in business.
Oh, it's definitely Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Nope, it's two women.
No. Damn it.
That's too old.
Is it Katy Perry?
No. It's so random. Like, I literally saw this and I was like, do I remember listening to the song?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Is it like gay?
It's kind of gay, yeah, actually.
Kind of gay.
Yeah, it's a little gay. I think it's just one of those songs that, like, I put on shuffle and I probably, like, put my windows down in high school and was like, ooh, this is fun. Spotify. Okay, back to Apple Music.
2015, kind of gay. Come on, lock in, Mikey. You can get this.
I got nothing. I don't know.
I'm shocked.
5 seconds, Rihanna, Kanye.
Rebecca, no. Rebecca, I'm shocked that you haven't guessed this person.
Is it Halsey?
But the gays love this person. No, you're still on the right track, though.
Kylie Minogue.
Oh. No, less Fetty gay. Walk.
Charlie XCX.
And?
Oh, it's Fancy.
It's a collab, no. But I used to love Fancy. That's 2014, though.
Okay, it's I Don't Care.
You are so close.
I don't care.
Is that?
Oh, wait, yeah. It's I Love It. I Love It.
Yeah, I Love It.
I Love It.
I love that song. Charlie XCX.
I absolutely loved that song. I love it. I still do. I like that song.
I think it was like the number one song in 2015. And so I think whenever I was like, oh, let me just play something. Yeah.
Yeah. That was such a like windows down. You're like in college. You're like, woo.
I think that's one. I was probably driving to UF and thinking, okay, let me just play something fun.
No, that's so fun.
That's a nice one.
Wait, Mikey, do you have yours up yet?
Yep.
Yours has to be like a Merle Haggard or something.
Yeah. So I actually remember the exact day when I got Spotify, exactly what I was doing. It was a spring day in 2014, it says. And I had this beautiful lady hired me to work in her yard. And I was cleaning up all these leaves and stuff, and I was like, you know what? Let's get some music going. And so I turned on my Spotify. Now, what I remember being the first song I played was a David Allan Coe song. It says that's not the truth. So does anyone want to take a stab at it?
I mean, based on the story, it sounds like you played Stacey's Mom, but I'm going to assume that's wrong. I'm going to guess it's a Waylon Jennings song, and it's a Penny for a Pickle for a Little Trickle.
I love that song. No, it's not that.
I couldn't even begin to guess what.
Well, I'll say you guys probably know it.
Oh, what genre?
I mean, we all know.
You have to guess it.
It's got to be country, right?
Is it like outlaw country?
Nope.
Wait, what year was this?
2014.
I'm pulling up 2014 country hits on Spotify.
Not
country.
Wagon Wheel.
It's not country. It's and you think I'm listening to Wagon Wheel?
It would be really funny if you did.
Yeah. Is it a Florida Georgia Line song?
No, it's not country. And I would never listen to those.
Is it pop
balls? It is not pop.
It's rap.
Yes.
Yes. It's Black Beatles.
No.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm scrolling through Spotify trying to find a rap song.
Is the artist still popular today?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Drake?
No.
Oh my God. Thank God.
I've never listened to a Drake song on my phone.
Is it Trey Songz?
It's not Trey Songz.
Is it Love the Way You Lie?
No. It's kind of off the beaten path. It's
Fack.
No, it's not that. It's Berserk, which I don't recall listening to that. I remember listening to If That Ain't Country by David Allan Coe, but hey, Spotify knows all, I guess.
Come on now. Now, wait, what's everyone's most streamed song?
Hey, right, my
that's
turn.
A good question.
Oh, did Jack get to you? I thought we already did you. Might be.
We know it's Butter.
you will not guess. Abby is the only person that I think could guess this.
It's going to be Zach Brown. Wait, is what year is it?
This is 2013. This artist had a generational run for about a year and a half.
They had a generational run
for about a year and a half.
That's being facetious. They were popular for about a year and a half among white people.
Is it Macklemore?
No, but it's in that.
Is it a white person?
Yes.
The way you said only Abby will get it makes me think it's top 40 country.
It's not country. It's
Is it Disney Channel's Bridget Mendler?
It's like how you could say Macklemore is rap.
Okay.
For what? What genre?
Time Flies?
No.
Is it Owl City?
That's a good guess.
I do unironically like Owl City.
Owl City
is it? Is it Big Booty Mix?
No. By Two Friends? This person, I mean, this song in particular has a feature of someone who also used to be more popular.
So it has to be Iggy Azalea.
No.
What genre are we talking about?
I told you, it's like how Macklemore is considered rap. It's
So it's considered rap. Okay. Yeah. And it's a white person and it's a man.
Yes.
A white man? No.
Does this man have blonde hair?
No.
Is it Young Gravy?
No.
Is it fucking Asher Roth?
No, but I like where your head's going.
Who's the guy that says, I love college? Is that Asher Roth?
Yeah.
That's Asher Roth, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to get this.
Oh, wait. Okay, well, it's not Mac Miller because he's too good.
Is it Sammy Adams?
No, and it's not Mac Miller. It's definitely more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hoodie Allen
would be like,
oh my
yes.
God.
Hey, yes.
I got it.
Wow.
And the song is?
Lady Killer, or is that G-Eazy?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, they were kind of right in that same area.
No Interruption, Buddy, Vroom, Pretty Face, Surprise Party, No Faith in Brooklyn. I mean,
where's the fun in that?
You're just going to read them all off.
Yeah, what the
it's
hell?
No fun. No, it's Famous for Assholes.
I thought it was going to be a Lil Dicky.
Oh. Lil Dicky's kind of having a comeback. He's got a podcast now.
Yeah, he's fun. Ooh. He's fine.
Yeah, that is embarrassing, Jackson.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
So that's your first listen to song. What's everyone's most streamed songs? And how many times have you streamed it?
I have mine. I don't think anyone
would. Do you
want to
hear mine?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Turtles All the Way Down by Sturgill Simpson, 188 listens. Closely followed by Honky Tonk Heroes, my favorite song of all time, by Waylon Jennings, 187 listens.
What is Turtles All the Way Down about?
It's do you really want to know the truth?
No, it's an old
mythological theory that the Earth is sat on a turtle's back, and below that turtle is another turtle. Below that turtle is another turtle, and it's Turtles All the Way Down.
That's crazy.
That's
worse than you saying the Earth is flat.
It's metamodern sounds in country music. It's a psychedelic album, very psychedelic song. Good stuff. Check it out.
I love that you love it.
Thank you.
The way that Mikey and my dad's music taste is completely identical is very frightening to me sometimes.
He's a good man. He knows what he's talking about.
I can't look at mine because my phone is recording this, but I know that it was a Martin Garrix song and it had less than 100.
I had no idea you were so passionate about Martin Garrix.
I did go through a big Martin Garrix phase.
Also, clearly. about 10th in my list is Baby Wipe by Ski Mask the Slump God. Was obsessed with back in the day. I was big on Ski Mask.
I don't know how to feel about the fact that you guys all have like around 100 listens and my top listened to song has 463
Holy
listens.
Holy hell.
Wow. Okay, let's guess what it is. It has to be Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Obviously. Yeah. I mean, I posted about it on my Instagram story. You guys aren't paying attention, clearly.
Oh my God, I missed one?
I don't know if I would know what.
There's no way.
Is it one that non-huge fans of hers would know?
There's no way any of you guys are gonna get it.
Flower Tulip in my brain and it hurts.
teardrops on my ass.
teardrops on my asshole. That's the remix from debut that she hasn't even released yet. No, my top listen to song, which I was kind of shocked about. I was like, what phase did I go through to where I was listening to this constantly? My top listen to song is from the 1989 re-release. So it's the Taylor's version vault track. It's the song Slut, Taylor's version from
That's
the vault.
So funny.
She's doing that kind of
that
thing?
That you've listened to over 400 times?
463 times, closely followed somewhat by Guilty as Sin from the Tortured Poets Department.
Holy shit.
Sound like you have some shame to process.
I was about to say,
need
I'm
a
like,
little liberation.
It is funny. Both of those songs are both about sexual shame. I'm like, I really don't feel any of that.
That's funny.
I think they're just like very like vibey songs to listen to. They both have like an ethereal essence to it, and kind of like a Lana Del Rey kind of way. Yeah.
Okay, I've never listened to that. I want to listen to Slut. I want to hear what it sounds like.
Slut is about when she dated Harry Styles and everybody thought she was a whore. Well, didn't think she was a whore. They just called her a whore because they're like, she's dating Harry. We want to date Harry.
Oh, okay.
And then Guilty as Sin is about her wanting to cheat on her boyfriend of 6 years with Matty Healy.
Hell yeah. That's so funny.
I do have an incredible amount of Tribe Called Quest and Busta Rhymes in my top songs of all time.
Oh, wow.
That was a pretty big phase for me.
Okay, my top song that I've listened to 215 times, literally none of you would ever guess. There's no way. Literally.
Amazing Grace.
It's going to be by like The Parachutes or something.
The Parachutes. Like, I'm like a twee millennial.
Oh, do you know who that is?
That sounds very twee millennial mustache just, tattoo.
Isn't there a band called Parachute?
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Parachute.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Oh,
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
It's not. It's AJR.
Shut up. AJR is not your top list of two songs.
Is it? I was like, is it actually?
Yeah, it's Bang Bang Bang.
Wait.
Wait, are you kidding? Bang 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 is your number one song?
I've listened to it 200.
Is that bang bang into the room, bang bang all over you?
Wait, are you being dead ass?
No, she's being so dead ass.
Are you being serious?
250 times you've listened to AJR Bang Bang Bang?
Wait, no. What is Bang Bang Bang? How's that go?
Bang bang bang.
Here we go.
I don't know that.
That's crazy, Rebecca.
I thought you were kidding.
I am kidding. Of course, that's not my number one song.
Well, what the hell?
God.
That's just so funny.
What is your number one song?
It's Running Up Freestyle by Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
And I know it's my number one song because I learned every word to it, and I would impress myself by rapping it in my car every time it came on.
How many times have you listened to it?
215 times. Yep. So I've rapped it 215 times to myself in my car. And then the next one is a RuPaul song.
Wait. How many times have you listened to it?
How many times have you listened to it?
145.
Do you guys not listen to music? How am I almost up to 500?
No, I just don't listen to the same song named Slut every day.
Genuinely, I don't really listen to music.
Wait, I want to know what everyone's most streamed artist is.
Who do you think? Mine.
I can guess. AJR?
Jeezy.
AJR.
Lil Dicky? Hoodie Allen? I don't know a single Hoodie Allen song.
You would probably recognize like his two most popular ones, but like in passing kind of thing.
My most streamed artist is my favorite band of all time. You guys know me. You guys know my favorite band. Come on. What is it?
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
No. I know what it is, but I don't remember the name of it. You made me listen to it on the way to Savannah.
RuPaul.
Yeah. I name checked a song while we were talking recently.
What does that
about
mean?
Mikey. They are a one-hit wonder that is not a one-hit wonder to me. They are Fountains of Wayne. That is my favorite band of all time.
That's so specific.
All
right,
wait, how many minutes have you spent with them?
7,617.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Abby's is actually... All right, I'll go second then.
Abby's has got to be.
Abby's is going to be like a whole year.
All right, who's my favorite? Who's my most listened to artist?
Sturgill Simpson.
No, but that's probably second.
Waylon Jennings. Waylon Jennings.
And I've spent 34,000 minutes with him.
Holy
4,000?
Shit.
34,000.
Okay, that makes me feel less bad.
000. Oh, 34. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, Abby.
Abby, did I beat you?
What's the ringer?
Damn it.
Jackson, what's yours?
I can't look at mine right now. Oh, okay. But it's like under 1,500.
Do you guys want to guess how long I've spent with Taylor Swift?
50,000.
It's got to be 67,000.
Okay.
42.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, Rebecca's the closest. 40,341 minutes.
Wow. I'm getting pretty close to you.
Shit.
Wow.
I want to see how many days that is.
How many songs have you guys listened to? Mine's I've listened to 44,000 songs.
I listen to 9,000.
I've listened to 12,000.
Or yeah. 12.
So you guys have more variety.
12 songs. How many days is 40,000 minutes? You have listened to Taylor Swift for
27 days.
Yeah, a month straight. Wow.
A whole 28-day cycle. Love it.
All right. Hopefully this was interesting to anybody outside of this.
I think it's fun.
I hope it is.
And then people can share, especially if they're on Spotify, they can comment below like what their most streamed artists are. And
I want to see if anyone has beat us beat Abby in minutes listened to their favorite artist.
Yeah.
Someone send us a DM of a screenshot of what you're dealing with, because if you can beat 40K, kudos.
I listen to a lot of music. I enjoy a vibe. I enjoy an ambiance.
Bang, bang, bang.
Here we go. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Personality Hires, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. As always, you can send us your hot office goss at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com and at personalityhirespodcast on Instagram.
Let's
see you guys later next week.
Perfect.
Pioneer.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.